mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, second hour of this Monday. Now the 9th of August 2004 edition. We're talking to Justin Rood. He writes for Congressional Quarterly Homeland Security, a scholarly publication read by members of Congress and the government in D.C. His columns are picked up by major publications like Salon.com and many others. Last hour, we talked about a hiring ad he found put up by Northcom, our military owners, basically, there in Colorado Springs, wanting to hire disinformation deception officers to plant fake news stories here in the U.S. and abroad. And then we got into the new domestic super intelligence czar that will be outside Congress's purview. And he said that 100% of FBI and CIA people he talks to are against this, and half of them because they want the FBI to keep its power, the other half, in his words, because they think it's unconstitutional and dangerous. Folks, this is the Gestapo, the Emperor's Praetorian Guard. Very, very serious. And the committee that Bush appointed, most of them business partners with him, called for this, and it's very, very scary. And notice Kerry's calling for it, too. Big government control wants this. So we're continuing with the discussion of this. And again, we're on the radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're on the American Freedom Network. We're also on the Colorado Radio Network. So we're on all over Colorado. And this is where it's all based. And it's very, very dangerous. Spending a few more minutes on why the CIA and FBI people you talk to are against this, Mr. Rood. Then I want to come back and get into your other article in Salon, Protection or Paranoia. But continuing, I mean, when you talk to these officers in D.C. and you talk about this new domestic control arm, and when you talk about the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence that admits they lie to us and plant stories, when you talk to them, what do they say about this, that 50% that are against this for constitutional reasons? Justin, are you there? We just had Justin on with us. Is he there now, George? Do we have him, guys? Okay, we're doing something with the phone line system right now, and we'll never had this happen before. We'll get to Mr. Rood here in a second. Hey, guys, do we know what's going on with Mr. Rood? Okay, we don't. Mr. Rood, I'm going to have to ask you to hold a few minutes. I apologize. This never happens, and we'll find out exactly what in the world is going on and talk to you here in just a few minutes. We're about to break anyways, and we'll get into this. Also, listeners, we're going to take your calls. He's going to be on with us for another segment where we get into these two subjects. Then we'll get into UN body to monitor U.S. elections. Then, of course, leak at Japan nuclear plant kills four, injures a bunch of other people, unfortunately. Iraqi car bomb kills seven Iraqi policemen, the U.S. government says. Iraq issues warrants for Chalibi. Now they're claiming he's working with Iran. This was their darling. What do you think's really behind this? This is the former Iranian torture master for the Shah, and then a convicted bank robber in Jordan. Now our government's kicked him out, and now they want him arrested. Also, Iraq reinstates capital punishment from the Associated Press. U.S. soldier in Iraq abuse commended for good job. Also, Iraqi government shuts Al Jazeera station down. Bacterial infection kills 100 patients at Quebec Hospital. Wow. 100. Don't want to go to that hospital. Greece sets up 45-minute no-fly zone around Olympic site. They did that back before 9/11 at the Genoa, Italy meeting. Bush said he never heard of plans to fly hijacked planes into buildings. Also, Big Brother in the car. 70 to 90% of new cars, according to the NTSB, have these tracker boxes in them, but now they want to make it the law that all of them have to have it. Also, the Boston Channel, Boston City Councilor warns against police state. It's all coming up, but first, our guest is holding patiently on the other side of this break. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us, and the website is Infowars.com.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, folks, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this second hour, and we do have our guest, Justin Rude. Justin, you heard my question. Sorry, we had a phone line problem for some reason. When you talk to these CIA and FBI people who you say are 100% against this new domestic intelligence czar and this new unaccountable agency, and you say half of them are against it for constitutional reasons, what do they tell you? What's the feeling and the sense of these individuals?
Can you hear me? Am I there?
Yes, sir. You are there.
Alrighty.
All right.
The concern is that, you know, the FBI, even post Patriot Act, still has to abide by the rules of the Attorney General and getting warrants to do these sorts of things. And even though those protections have been eroding, they're still there. The CIA, their specialty is breaking into houses, stealing stuff, you know? And the bottom line was the CIA, the folks from the CIA say, we don't want to be running these sorts of operations against U.S. citizens. That's not what we're here for. We're here to run against enemy countries. And the FBI says, you know, we have these protections, and when you take this out of the Attorney General's, out of the Attorney General's office, when you move this into the White House, especially when you move it into the White House, you're making it political. You're putting it, you're making it rife for abuse from, you know, in kind of J. Edgar Hoover-esque ways of doing spying on political opponents and things like that. And you don't have the kind of protections that you have even now.
Well, Kerry just loves it. I mean, this is what ought to scare us, the Democrats, the Republicans. And then the 9/11 Commission report blamed Congress, if any group in government, wasn't involved and hasn't done anything wrong other than giving up too much authority. It's Congress. So with one hand, they beat Congress over the head and say, you better give us what we want. We want you to give up your authority to the president. And then meanwhile, they've given their authority up on trade. They've given up their authority on the borders. They're giving up their authority on everything and really setting up a dictatorial system, which the IMF and World Bank are lobbying for on a global scale with all client countries. And, yeah, the CIA, folks, I mean, snatching grabs, assassinations, spying on people. We've caught the CIA trafficking in narcotics and relationships with major police departments, and you can argue that's rogue groups or the agency itself. The point is, this is classical tyranny, and it's refreshing to hear that when you talk to these individuals, that they are all concerned, but as you say, for different reasons.
No, trust me, it is. When I make these phone calls and I talk to them and they say these things, it does my heart good to know that they're thinking about this stuff and concerned with it. You know, a lot of these people rose up in the ranks of both the CIA and the FBI after some of the worst abuses in the 60s and 70s, and learned from good experience that when you do that, you run a risk of getting caught, and you don't want to have that happen. And they believe in the mission of some of these organizations and the intended mission when they were first created. And want to see it survive and actually do something good. I don't want to be I don't want to be a counterweight to some of your points, Alex. But there are some good people out there buried in the system. We're trying to get some good stuff done.
Yeah, no, Justin. I mean, it's all compartmentalized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say 80% of the beehive honeycomb is good people, mm-hmm. but that 20% seems to always be on top, and 5% of that 20 are complete psychopathic sociopaths. We've caught the FBI running murder for hire, prostitutes, drugs. We've caught the CIA doing it. We've caught the CIA kidnapping people and doing mind control experiments. I mean, that's all come out in Congress. So my point is that you give unlimited power to anybody. Over time, it's going to have a race to the bottom because no oversight causes that. And our founding fathers said we need a separation of powers, and to have this huge race to consolidate authority in the executive is the classic sequence of events or the classic field or paradigm reading that always creates tyranny.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think that there's I live in Washington, I report in Washington, and so much of this just seems like improvised theater, you know, going on between the Democrats and the Republicans and the Congress and the White House, but it is a very serious issue, and I don't think that, especially as the debate is raging over this new intelligence czar, this new counterterrorism center, people realize, you know, what the really important constitutional issues are that are at stake.
Well, what's happening is all of this, I mean, Ridge puts out a 4-year-old or 3.5-year-old terror report on Sunday, and surprise, surprise, on Monday, Bush announces his initiative for this, which is a good backdrop for it. And, I mean, it's very transparent what's happening here. And now they're saying, brace for terror attacks. They're going to happen any minute. You know, they told U.S. News and World Report that it was going to happen. The only thing you can do is give your rights up, and then we can keep you safe. So I'm worried that we're going to have a big terror attack, and we're going to get the national draft, our new domestic KGB or Stasi, and just the end of this country completely.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, Alex, I'd like to say is unimaginable, and you'd say that it would never happen here. And certainly I think some of those things could be. But on the other hand, if you asked somebody 4 or 5 years ago if you would have thought we would have gone to war in Iraq or some of these other things would have happened, I think they would have said the same thing. So it's certainly made life interesting.
Well, let's spend a few minutes on this great article you've written and this is, again, posted at Salon.com, or you said page15.com?
Correct.
And, of course, we have links to this on InfoWars.com. Protection or paranoia? Why is the Secret Service treating harmless professors and pacifist homeless advocates like they're members of Al-Qaeda? Can you tell us about this article?
Sure. This was an incident that took place a couple weeks ago in Duluth, Minnesota. There was a Bush-Cheney 04 rally, a presidential campaign rally, and President Bush was appearing. And it was an interesting choice because Duluth is a majority Democratic city. Minnesota is a pretty Democratic state. But it's also, and I don't think there's a link between the two, but it's also pretty heavy in terms of terrorist arrests that you've seen. You know, Mousawi was in Minneapolis, I guess, and there was this guy, Wasame, who was there as well. So the Secret Service had a good reason to be on guard, but what we found out that was who they were on guard for the most part, seemed to be political protesters, nonviolent political protesters. They had these posters put up around the security checkpoints at the event, and they were featuring these kind of mugshots, as they were described to me, these identification photos. Of one guy was an avowed pacifist. He ran a homeless shelter. And another guy was a history professor at the University of Wisconsin. Nice guy, 40-year-old guy, who was also a member of the Green Party. You know, everybody had kind of a question as to why the Secret Service, when there's a lot of other strange people running around, happened to pick them to be the ones to watch out for.
Well, also, I mean, we've had activists, conservative, liberal activists, who have no criminal record, try to fly to a political meeting, and they're barred from flying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're on the watch list. Now, we have protesters inside cages, inside other cages, with people aiming M60 machine guns at them,
mm-hmm.
men in Darth Vader outfits. We have free speech zones, you know, a mile, 2 miles away. They're now arresting people, but then if you're pro-Bush, you can stand there. We have Cheney making people sign pledges and giving them their driver's license to be able to get into a supposedly town hall meeting. Then the news tells us, oh, it's an open meeting. Look, everyone loves them. I mean, this is scary.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And for somebody, you know, that like you and I, that make our living off the First Amendment, it's heartening to see in some cases that, like in Boston, that the First Amendment zones were more or less ignored by a lot of the protesters, and small victories like that. But
that was a small victory, but it gave the illusion to the 290 million Americans that you're some type of criminal or two-headed demon with 12 eyes. If you're a protester, why it's scary, why men aim guns at you and you get put in cages. So why would you want to protest? And it chilled the protest down to just a few thousand instead of hundreds of thousands.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I think that you make some very valid points. It becomes almost comical, the sort of debate that goes on about the Great Lawn in Central Park, which, I mean, if there was ever a piece of grass that was designed for gatherings of hundreds of thousands of people at Central Park, and they're saying they can't have a protest there because
they may hurt the grass.
Right,
because they may hurt the grass.
I mean, and you just don't understand how they can come up with arguments like this to stop something that's such an essential American right. You know, as far as the no-fly list and the activists that have been stopped there as well, both on the left and the right, you're absolutely right, and the ACLU of Northern California has a case going on about that right now and trying to get documents released. And that whole issue of who gets on these lists and how can you find out if you're on the list. I was at a great congressional hearing with the head of the Terrorist Screening Center, which was supposed to keep track of all these watch lists. And one of the congressmen said, you know, how do you find out if your name is on the list and how you get it off if it's not supposed to be? And the person who runs the center, Donna Bisella, said, well, that's easy. You would contact us, and we're setting up an office, and somebody will write you back and let you know if you're not on the list. And the congressman said, well, but what if I am on the list? And there was a whole bunch of whispering that went on at the table. And then she turned on her microphone and said, well, we probably wouldn't send you a letter in that case.
So the new precedent is you can't, because it's going to be in buses and trains now, too, or fly, and then, oh, you can't have a car. I saw Ridge 2 years ago at a C-SPAN meeting say you're going to have a card to have a job. It'll be on your license, what security clearance you have to have any job.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be our new life, is we're all going to have a color coding, and I guess you just can't do anything or go anywhere. That's like Nazi Germany, where whole groups have no recourse, and there's no charges. They don't arrest you. They just limit your mobility.
And this is something that this terrorist screening center, which had originally been created to organize all of these watch lists for transportation, like you said, you're absolutely right. I mean, they say in the documents themselves that create the center that one of the purposes they'd like to use this for is for helping, for instance, to be used by private industry when they need to do security checks. So if you get your name on that list for whatever reason and you want to work at you know, for now we'll say a nuclear power plant, but I mean, they're defining everything as critical infrastructure now. So whether it's...
Have you written an article about that? Because I saw Ridge say it 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to get the documents.
No, I haven't. I'm certainly happy to send you the documents. I think you
well,
can
I'll
find
tell you
them
what. I know. One more segment. Just do 5 more minutes with us because I want to talk about that when we get back. That's a big deal. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Rude, and we don't have a big staff here, and I have literally hundreds of VHS tapes, hundreds of CDs we burned from TV shows, but I talk about this all the time. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Ridge at a meeting before Homeland Security even got funded, And he was there saying, you're going to have an ID card, your state driver's license, federally issued and mandated by the Maritime Administration. On that, it's going to have what your security clearance is. It's going to be critical infrastructure. He said nuclear power plants, water plants, food industry, taxi drivers, 18-wheeler drivers. And then he went on to list food service, agricultural workers, everything. And then... just last, what was it, Thursday or Friday? It was Thursday. I had the aide de camp, the lieutenant, on for the general from the Alabama Defense Force, where they issue anyone who wants them MP arm badges, no training, uniforms, and they go search people on the city streets of Mobile, and this is going on in 30 states. So this is the new system. You're not a good little globalist. You can't get a job. Can you speak to your knowledge of what this new anti-terrorism czar is going to be doing with this system?
Well, it's not really clear. It's, you know, it's turned into such an octopus, this Homeland Security kind of apparatus, an intelligence apparatus. It's hard to understand exactly where the authorities lie. The Terror Screening Center is something that's under the FBI, and puts and is there to assemble all these watch lists. And it's not clear, again, what happens to that program if this National Counterterrorism Center is created. Just to back up just for some bureaucratic trivia, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was supposed to be doing all this in the first place. That's one of the reasons they said it was going to be created. And then they decided, the White House decided that that the CIA should do it, so they gave it to the CIA. And now... the 9/11 Commission has said, well, no, the CIA shouldn't do it. We should put it, I guess, in the White House. So now they want to create this National Counterterrorism Center.
And really, it's an enemies list.
Well, you know, it's not. They say there's over 160,000 people on there. That's a lot of enemies. So, I mean, who knows who's on that list? If they've come up with 160,000 terrorists, I think that's they've really done their homework.
Well, we just know that a 72-year-old rancher having his property taken goes to a land right meeting in Congress and can't fly out of Butte, Montana, because he's on the list. A green activist, a 60-year-old woman with no criminal record, is going to the Green Party convention and can't get on an airplane. I mean, I've interviewed all these people, and then they go, take me off the list, and they go, no, it's national security. We can't talk to you.
Right,
and now
exactly.
They say for every job we're going to have this done, and Ridge says maritime, but that was 2 years ago.
Right.
Now it's going to be the FBI, and now it's going to be the White House and the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not. This is not. You know, among the better ideas that have come out of Washington in the last few years. To be absolutely, absolutely frank, it's a. You know, they talk about using this list to screen for applicants to a job. Say, you know, the example that they used when I was spoken with them is for a nuclear power plant. You know, you don't want a terrorist to get a job at a nuclear power plant. But you know, when you start expanding,
as if they don't do giant background checks, anyways.
Right. Not to say that, well, anyway, I mean, terrorists have been able to find ways around everything else. I don't see why a screening center is going to help that a whole lot. It seems like references and things like that might go a little bit further. But it's not really clear as to where this all goes. You know, and a lot of this, you know, bad ideas come from a lot of different places. Bad ideas exist, and survive. Because people feel like they need to get something done. They need to do something. And there's a sense of urgency. And
here's another example. The CAPS 2 system said it was going to lower your code color level at least to yellow, to where you'd be singled out for extra screening, interrogation, if you have bad credit.
Right.
Now to go get a home loan, they go through an FBI check. I mean, this is a joke. This is about getting total control in our daily lives.
It's a problem. I think they're applying kind of an understanding of technology that's 30 or 40 years old, and they don't understand that there are much more sophisticated ways to deal with information and with people than something as blanket as pulling people out for checks because they have bad credit. I mean, we can certainly be more sophisticated with what's essentially publicly available information, like a credit check.
But, again... this is kind of setting up a move towards debtor prisons. You know, you lose some of your rights if you've got bad credit.
Right.
Well, I tell you, Justin Rude, I appreciate you joining us. Page15.com, Salon.com. You write a lot of great in-depth articles and very informative, and I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
Take
All right, we're going to come back and take your calls and get into, well, talk of the national draft, and they're preparing for riots if there's a national draft, and the UN monitoring our elections and a lot more at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Firma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeon.org on the World Wide Web.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the UN wanting to come in and certify the phony elections. We need to get into draft riots feared. No matter who wins in November, conscription will return, American Free Press headline. I want to cover that before I go to your calls, and we'll do that first. But I would like to also encourage all of you to go sign up at prisonplanet.tv. If you're online and you spend a lot of time on the computer and you're like myself, you've stopped watching television, or you don't watch that much of it, you'd like to be interactive, PrisonPlanet.tv is 15 cents a day, folks, and it has all of my videos, a bunch of other documentaries by other great researchers that have authorized us to post them, and it's in high bandwidth and low bandwidth, depending on what your connection is. We have my book, Paul Watson's book. We have the best radio interviews we do each week are posted there. Original stories just for members are posted there. PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we did this because the bandwidth in you know having four websites for free and having millions of visitors a month, we just couldn't continue. Plus, people would like something that's exclusive and privileged. And it's a great system, prisonplanet.tv, PayPal, credit card, whatever. Go sign up, prisonplanet.tv. And, of course, our privacy rule, your information goes nowhere. We don't even, frankly, look at it. We're so busy. So total privacy as well. We also have our secure, safe shopping cart, my friends, where you can order any of the 10 films I produce or any of the videos. I don't know, I'm carrying about 6-7 videos by other, it's more than that now. We've got Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Ownership's new video, Innocence Betrayed, that everybody's got to see, about 180 million people killed after government gun control worldwide. That comes with three free booklets when you order it. We have George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it comes with a free color booklet when you order a copy of that for $19.95. Get a second copy for $14.95 and get three booklets, so $34.95, two videos or DVDs, and three color booklets, picture booklets full of documents on 9/11. Also, my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror Exposed, and my Police State films and my Bohemian Grove video. My videos are $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours long. $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. If you've got any questions about other discounts on books or T-shirts or any of the titles or what the films cover, you can call our operators, and they've got descriptions and information for you. You can ask them questions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I will get to this draft article in the UN election situation before this hour ends, but you guys have been holding so long, I don't want to make the callers hold. Let's go to calls now, but I'm going to give each caller about a minute, minute and a half, okay? So say what you got to say, and we'll get to the next person to be fair. Mike in Colorado, go ahead, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, hi, Alex, this is Mike.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, have you heard about the on 9/11, the plane that the United Airlines plane that crashed into the building, that it didn't have windows?
Well, I've looked at the video, and Dave von Kleiss has covered that and done a great job, and it doesn't look like it has windows, and eyewitnesses said that. The first plane, and they're not happy that there's video of that, and there's a weird pod on the bottom of the other one. I mean, just a lot of strange stuff. And again, you got a 12-foot wide hole at the Pentagon, and then it caves in later, but nothing on the grass, no nothing. I mean, those are really Associated Press photos, and I think it's an important area that should be examined. I cover other areas of 9/11 that we can totally document, but I think it's important to look at.
And the other question I had was on that plane crashing into the building, the news reporter, Mark Brubaker, that worked for Fox News. Well, I got a hold of the company, and they fired him.
Okay, I'm confused. What are you talking about?
The guy that did the report on that. There was a reporter that worked for Fox News at the time.
Yes.
He said that plane did not have windows. He said it twice.
No, I know.
And they fired him.
What? Right after that?
Yep. That's what they told me today. He's no longer with the company. I don't know if they fired him, but I'm sure they did.
Well, see, we don't know they fired him. Thanks for the call, Mike. Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wish that I could have asked the man a question, but maybe if you ever get him back on, you could ask him if he has any contact with Congressman Ron Paul. The reason I'm saying that is an experience this weekend where I got to talk to a state rep that I do like. I've been involved with on some of this No Child Left Behind, and I find it interesting that now that Bush is running, that it seemed to turn into pretty much of a Bush-Cheney rally. I tried to feed information to people, but as usual, I was kind of...
So explain this to me. I mean, No Child Left Behind is socialism, social workers, the psychological testing of children, the breakup of the family, 12-hour school days. They want to make them go to 8 o'clock at night. Lazy parents, of course, will do that because they don't have to take care of their children. I mean, that's what No Child Left Behind is, federal testing all this, but I'm confused about the context of a Cheney rally, No Child Left
Behind.
Well,
I'm just saying it was kind of a pig roast for a representative that I do like that's a Republican. And
yeah, nobody can criticize. Exactly.
Right.
Now, because Bush is behind No Child Left Behind, suddenly so-called conservatives think it's great. Is that what you're saying?
Right, and what I'd like you to ask this man, because we have so many bills and he's so close to Congress, he could help us, because we hear this all the time, you know, well, this is going to do this, and this is going to give more power to this, and all this kind of stuff, but we know that, Alex. You've trained us well, and we've watched
it. I've not trained anybody.
Well, you know what I mean,
I wish I could
Alex.
Train myself to not be obnoxious, but
go
ahead.
That is not a negative thing, okay? I meant if you've helped us through this, but
yeah.
The point is that in that situation, he could get a hold of Ron Paul and start following what he's doing, and he could whisper in the ear of some of these congressmen that, oh, they feel so overwhelmed because all this stuff is happening. They love.
Well, I mean, this guy writes for Salon, a bunch of other big publications, but he writes directly, you know, to advise Congress and other people, and he's saying 100% of CIA and FBI talked to are upset, and half of them think that, you know, I mean, I said this could be a dictatorship, and he said yes. Sounds horrible, but yes. I mean, even mainstream people like Justin Rood are starting to freak out, and he said 100%. And see, that's the experience I've had.
But what I'm saying here is the solution to my question, okay, about what are we going to do now, No Child Left Behind, isn't it still a problem? Then I wanted to know, what are we going to do? I got this, you know, stare look in my eye here, and I was trying to bring up the point that states will have to comply to federal law. What the proposal was.
Okay, how can this guy who studies Homeland Security, how does this deal with that with Ron Paul?
Well, because what I'm saying here is UNESCO, we allow Bush to put it to UNESCO, takes congressional authority off of our congressmen, and then they're all surprised.
Oh, yeah, that's a great example that we have Congress giving away its authority on trade,
right,
on UNESCO,
exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to say here, and I'll try to say as quick as I can, is the proposal that came out was, okay, the states are going to, the school districts can fight this now. They can put a referendum before the people when it's time to raise taxes. And my question to the state rep, who I thought was fighting this, but now all of a sudden because Bush is in, he has to get Bush in and we'll figure out all this kind of stuff. Okay. The referendum, I said, well, when that school district is forced under that, federal law from the government to make sure that child that comes in as an illegal has to have that language. How are they going to say no to that? Because you're not stopping the law.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Regina. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm calling in because, as a Christian, I have to tell you that it's disheartening that me and you cannot have a discussion without you attacking me and you telling me that I'm demonizing you. Yet you can speak to David Icke with more respect than you do me. And so I just have to say that I don't appreciate that, but I do like the work that you're doing. And, you know, the issue of the issues that you won't speak towards, you give David Icke a show. And I understand if you don't want to talk about people, but it's very dangerous, for example, when you have an FBI agent retired that's going around the country making up stuff, and people trust in him. And so that's why it's not a big distraction to me, Alex. And, you know.
Well, I haven't even known. Look, sir, I'm going to stop you right there, Paul.
Okay.
I don't even know who you are. You're a caller to the show. You got mad because I said, send me some links for people you want me to interview about the debate if we ever went to the moon. And then I mentioned, you know, they even made a Hollywood movie about that, Capricorn One, and you say, stop twisting it. Ooh, you're on to something chilling here. I mean, I'm just up here talking, and you didn't, and, you know, people need to send me links to who they want me to interview. I said, I think it's interesting, I'll talk about it. And then you're off, you know, to the races about, last time you called, about charlatans and conspiracies and all this, and then you try to plug your website. I'm not going to have somebody, you know, who just thinks this show belongs to them, and they're going to call up and plug their website, and they're going to gripe at me and think I'm bad. I know I'm not bad. I know I'm good. I know I try the best I can. I know I'm the real deal. And so you've got your First Amendment here, and are we talking about the national draft? Are we talking about the UN coming in to control our elections and monitor them? No. We're now talking about me and you, and maybe at some ego level it's fun and
it's
great, and I didn't censor your call, but it's really annoying to me.
Sir,
Paul, if you got somebody you want me to interview, send it over and I'll consider it. Thanks for the call. Okay, and you call them and say, I want to debate you. You know, it's just crazy. I mean, I've had bad luck with listener calls, wants to debate me, I debate them, and then they get weird, and things start getting weirder and weirder. It's just not about me, sir. I mean, it's about the information. So there's your one call for the week. We didn't censor you. I'm sure you'll call back, first caller, next Monday. I'll see you in 7 days. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. I got really serious news to cover, folks. Malta in Denmark. Malta, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
I want to comment something about this speaker guest you have.
That's the last guy, Justin Rood.
This commercial maritime law. There's a guy named Jordan Maxwell and Rick Varibarian. You ever heard about them?
Yes.
They talk about this commercial code.
Well, it's real, but then some of the people, not Maxwell, but some of the others put out this info on it. Look, it's simple. It's admiralty law. They're declaring martial law.
Yeah, I know that.
The government, well, just for those
really
who don't know. I know you know that. I know you know that, Moulton, but for those that don't know, let's tell them.
Okay.
Okay, you tell them what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's something about, it's really saying that we are slave of the British royal family, something like that.
Well, this is how it works.
Yeah.
Even in America, where we have freedom in the Bill of Rights, when you are a soldier or sailor or airman, you sign a contract of indentured servitude.
Yeah.
When you're on the military reservation, whether it be an army base or an aircraft carrier in the Red Sea, once you do that, you don't have any rights. And so all they've done is simultaneously set up admiralty courts, which they call uniform commercial courts, or they have all these different terms for them. And here's an example. The Campo Board of Central Texas signed over all authority of Austin, Williamson County, Hays County, Travis County, all our authority, over to an unelected private state body that serves at the pleasure of the bankers. And it's even in the newspaper. Austin now has no authority, even over city streets, over nothing. They can now, it's not going to be 9 toll roads. Now they're saying 15, maybe 20. Checkpoints, transponders in all our cars. It'll raise a couple billion dollars every few years. Just total tyranny, and that is being done through these new special bodies. So here's another one. 2 years ago, I said, hey, they're going to have a hospital district bigger than the Central Texas. We'll have no authority over our hospitals. This is like corporate raiding. People said it doesn't exist. You're a conspiracy theorist. They passed it. Now they're starting it. So yes, that's your uniform commercial code. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. But starting back in 1868, the same day they passed the law for having black people have rights and right to vote.
But they really
in
didn't
the
1626, have rights.
No.
What they really did is they made them indentured servants or wards of the state under that
right.
amendment. And so instead of saying you're a free human being who has who has the Bill of Rights? No, now all Americans have this special designation. Good points. Good to hear from you, Malta. What is the term I'm trying to use? Because I've seen in federal courts where they even say admiralty law, maritime jurisdiction. Now they're even set up federal agencies under those names that are going to run your internal passport. But the other term, it's driving me crazy. You know, when you got something on the tip of your tongue, this is what runs everything. Administrative law courts, okay, that administer the Uniform Commercial Code. There's no jury, folks. Oh, we're taking your house because we're not going to pay you for it. Just compensation. We're going to build a golf course. Well, don't worry. You can go before the Uniform Commercial Code court, and you can have it done there. And, you get nothing. And you're going to like it. One more call, then I'm going to come back and get to this national draft situation. Dan in Texas, go ahead.
Alex, very quickly, I caught Tommy Franks on the Diane Rain show this morning.
Yes.
And a caller asked him this very specific question. Prior to March 20th, 2003 when we invaded Iraq, had he ever heard or was he familiar with the Project for the New American Century? And, of course, he specifically mentioned Wolfowitz and Crystal. Tommy Franks answered that, yes, he, of course, heard the names of Wolfowitz and Crystal.
I'd say so, the Deputy Secretary of Defense.
Well, but here's the kicker, Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He then expressly denied ever having heard of PNAC or being familiar with its existence.
Hey, what show was this?
Diane Rain on NPR. And that was this morning on her show.
I guarantee you they're going to post that on NPR. We'll post it. Email it to tips@infowars.com or the Prison Planet email address, and we'll get that posted and play a clip of that. But you know what, sir? I've got to cover this draft article, but will you hold...
I just wanted to pass that on.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Will you hold 10 minutes until we get to the next hour?
Sure will.
Because I want to hear more from you on this.
And
thank you. Folks, that's like saying you've never... Let's say you're a VP at ExxonMobil, and it's like saying you never heard of the CEO. I mean, we got Wolfowitz, we got Pearl, we got Jeb Bush, George Bush, Dick Cheney, personal buddies with Franks even before they got into office. It's been all over the news. They wrote the strategies. They run the Pentagon. And Franks has never heard of them. Unbelievable. But it's not unbelievable. You know, there is no plan for a national draft. There's just 12 bills. There is no Patriot Act, too. They're just trying to pass it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we have this author from American Free Press joining us tomorrow. Draft riots feared no matter who wins in November, draft will return. And I mean, they're batting about 100%, folks, in American Free Press right now. Regardless of the outcome of next November's presidential election, the federal government will initiate a military draft in 2005 unless there is a dramatic slackening in the need for U.S. troops for an ongoing war in Iraq and for peacekeeping duties around the world. Last June, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill to increase the size of the Army by 20,000 persons, and a month earlier, the House voted to add 30,000 soldiers and 9,000 Marines. Now Kerry says another 40,000. And current trends continue. Several military experts have told American Free Press voluntary enlistments will not even dent the number of troops America will need. That's why 20% in Iraq are illegal aliens from Mexico, folks. They won't even be enough. For its global overcommitments, what is going to happen in late August at the Republican National Convention in New York City may well see a precursor of what will take place when the nation starts drafting young men and perhaps even women. That's NS-89, by the way. Into the military. It is expected that hundreds of thousands of demonstrators will converge upon New York to protest Bush administration's involvement in Iraq, a situation that may become similar to what happened in Chicago in 68 when the Vietnam War and the selection of Vice President Hubert Humphrey for the presidency of the Democratic Convention there sparked massive protests that turned violent. There are already signs that there will be massive demonstrations against the Bush administration's war. By the way, I may be going, by the way. I must go to something like this. Just level of danger gets me all excited. There are already signs that there will be a massive demonstrations against the Bush administration's war in Iraq and the New York Convention, and with the possibility of terrorist attacks a major consideration. Federal, state, and local police officials are clearly concerned that the massive demonstrations they expect may turn very ugly. Yeah, their provocateurs try something. When the federal government initiates a draft to meet its military manpower needs, which it no longer can do under an all-voluntary system, something the Pentagon clearly knows, there will be an outpouring of public sentiment against it. Drafting means that the government program to conscript young women and men, and probably women, taking into account the inefficient and unworkable unisex military, is likely to cause a flap that will dwarf the Vietnam War protest. That's why they've been gearing up with their Darth Vader outfits beforehand in federal training. And may equal the Civil War-era draft riots in New York and ferocities. Those riots required military force to control. Already campus protesters are warming up to fight the coming draft. As an example, a recent article in the Daily Texan, a student newspaper of the University of Texas, President Bush's home state, compared the draft to slavery because someone else owns your body and mind. Actually, the Pentagon has already instituted sort of a draft called Stop Loss Orders. It has blocked the retirement of 40,000 soldiers, many of the National Guard and Reserves, both of which have been drawn down to dangerous levels by expanded deployments, which has wrecked the recruitment process to produce the needed manpower. The Pentagon currently has in place a recruitment program to find 11,000 volunteers to reactivate 2,000 local draft boards around the nation, which should make it obvious that there is a draft looming just down the road. They've introduced the bills. Neither President Bush nor the Democratic nominee, Senator John Kerry, is likely to bring the matter up until after the presidential election. That would, they realize, be political no-brainer. And I would just add, the Daily Texan also reported in the Wall Street Journal that we have secret military troops in suits marching around threatening people at UT that are politically active. And then we just talked to people in Alabama who are out searching small children on street corners in their military uniforms, training us how to be slaves. And that's why 5, 6, 7 years ago they started issuing the Darth Vader outfits, the riot vehicles, the Humvees, the microwave guns. All of this, see, they've taken your right to vote. Most areas CIA run now. But you can still protest and boycott and rally, and so they're ready to crack down on that. We've got to stop the provocateurs. We've got to expose who's behind the violence, the government. Just like we do, we have to expose who's behind the terrorism. That is so integral. And we got to face the horror of this and be and have courage. We'll be back with the third hour.